Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's just you and me. And I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm going over my predictions. My 2017 predictions, and I just did a previous segment. I did a few, and I've got I'm down to number 8 on my list of predictions. Then, and I wanted to review them with you. If you take my newsletter, you've seen them. If you read my stuff in Forbes or Biz Journals or any of those publications where I publish, you've seen them. But otherwise, let's go. Number 8: small business job creation will lag economic growth. Small business job creation will lag economic growth, due in no small part to productivity technology, which has redefined the growth equals jobs symbiosis forever. Forever, folks. No more will you be able to say a dollar's worth of growth is going to create a dollar's worth of payroll. It's not going to do it anymore because of the productivity technology that you and I are increasingly using all the time. It's just one of those things. It's not good or bad. It's just the way it is. Just like a combine put a lot of farm workers out of business, right? Number 9, the workforce participation at a 40 with workforce participation at a 40-year low. It hasn't been this bad since Carter. The growing economy will not directly benefit millions of unemployed and underemployed, most of them baby boomers, who lack competitive 21st century job skills, like how to make or even use productivity technology. There you go. Those two connect, right? So I'm sorry to say that if you don't have a job right now, more than likely it's because you're not presenting skills to the people who are hiring for what they're hiring for. You better get retrained, or you're going to be unemployed the rest of your life, or underemployed. Rest of your life. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry. Number 10, tax reform and regulatory abatement will cause corporate America to practice more market capitalism on Main Street and less financial capitalism on Wall Street, benefiting you and me, small business owners. I'm predicting Wall Street and corporate America will come back to the marketplace in 2017. Number 11, more growing businesses will decide to stay private, as short-term performance expectations and expensive regulatory pressures associated with going public will increasingly conflict with the prudence of long-term planning. What do I mean by that? The 90-day conference call and the regulatory pressures of Dodd-Frank and Sarbanes-Oxley and all those are too oppressive for smart people who want to run a business and make long-term planning. You can't plan for 5 years if you've got a 90-day conference call with a bunch of pointy-headed analysts. What do they know about running a business, right? What do they know about sustaining growth? I think that's and so what are we talking about? I didn't say this, but I think this is the first chink in the armor of Wall Street. I think Wall Street will one day be a vestige of its former self. Down the street, down the road. I'm not saying we'll still capitalize businesses, but we won't do it the way we've done it in the past in Wall Street. Number 12, inflation will rise organically with a growing economy, not from monetary policy of the Fed. Which inflation chickens will come home to roost later on? So there will be inflation, but it'll be organic, nothing runaway right now, just regular inflation this year. So that's good news, right? That means you need to be thinking about some pricing power. Raise your prices if you can. Number 13, partially due to inflation, the Fed will raise interest rates at least twice in 2017. 2015 and 2016, I got this right. And the economists I know laughed at me. They made fun of me when I made my predictions about interest rates from the Fed. I was right. They were wrong. So for whatever that's worth. All right, number 14, global pressures, Trump protectionism rhetoric, if not policies, plus rising interest rates will cause the Dow Jones to end the year closer to 20,000 down to 21,000. I don't think this is going to be a runaway year for Wall Street. And that's a 5% growth max, I'm predicting. And whereas this year it's grown about 13%. In 16 it did. Number 15, U.S. oil production will thwart OPEC attempts to increase prices, leaving the year's averages below $60 a barrel. Oil is going to be below $60 a barrel, in my opinion, this year. So budget accordingly. Number 16, although elected as Republican, Donald Trump is no party ideologue. He's a member of the Trump Party, not the Republican Party, more than anything. And that will prove equally frustrating for both Republicans and Democrats. You've probably already seen some of that, right? Now, and associated prediction, number 17, in repealing and replacing Obamacare, President Trump will be frustrated by Democrats and Republicans. There's going to be a lot of frustration in Washington this year, folks. Number 18, complete Obamacare replacement will take longer to accomplish than conservatives will like. It might take years. Number 19, the Obamacare replacement will include broad-based solutions. Remember the NZ bill of health savings accounts, things like that, in 2006, it didn't pass. Things like that will be in the new Obamacare replacement, plus broad tax credits and no mandates. Number 20, Obamacare elements of guaranteed insurability and extended dependent coverage, leaving people on until they're 26. That'll be part of the new program. Number 21, Obamacare popularity now polling upside down 51 to 44, with a new program will poll positive by the end of the year. And finally, number 22, the smoothest governing issue President Trump will have is with a congressional GOP on business tax reform. More predictions after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.